Now what do we do?
That's it.
I don't know.
Make noise.
We started doing this bonus hour when we discovered that a lot of our listeners are sleeping in. Maybe most of them not going to work or working out of the house, or they don't have jobs anymore, maybe furloughed. So we found that people listen later. So Here we are. We thought we would, we knew you were listening. We thought we'd stick around, but we are hearing that there's more and more traffic around the city these days, right? Is that what we're hearing, Scary?
Yeah. Yesterday there was some volume leading into the Williamsburg Bridge and then on the other side to the Holland Tunnel in downtown Manhattan on the way out the city later in the afternoon. True.
Right. Well, out here where I live, I think a truck just drove by.
Oh, very nice.
We call that difference? Traffic. That's traffic out here. One truck drove by, and we'll have another one in another hour. It's kind of nice. Anyway, let's start off the Z100 bonus hour with our weather. Go ahead, Danielle. You and Scary debate the weather.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, Scare.
A mix of sun and clouds for today and a high of 77 degrees. It's going to be cooler at the coast, so we may not get out of the 60s on Long Island. And right now it is 68 degrees.
Is he right?
Sounds good. It's cooler at the coast, though.
It's cooler at the coast. Hey, line two is Dylan, our first caller of the bonus hour, doing something really cool today. Hey, Dylan, welcome to the bonus hour on Z100. What are you doing that's so cool today?
What's going on, Elvis and crew? How you guys doing today?
We're doing really well, but I want to hear your news. What are you doing?
So today I'm heading down to the Space Coast at Cape Canaveral to watch the Demo 2 launch.
Oh, how cool.
Oh, nice.
That is great. That is great. And we have a lot of people listening to us down there. So how far of a drive is that for you?
It's about 45 minutes an hour from where I am, depending on traffic. It's supposed to be pretty packed up down there today. So.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Should be fun as long as it doesn't get canceled. Hopefully the weather holds up and we have a good launch. You know, everyone gets up there nice and safe and the rocket comes back down for a nice landing.
Absolutely. Let's hope everything works out perfectly. Hey, Froggy, what does the weather look like as of right now for the 4:33 launch this afternoon?
They're saying a 60% chance of launch, which is pretty good. It's getting a little better as time goes on. They think there could be some afternoon storms, but they'll be cleared out in time for the new space capsule to launch at 4:33.
See, I can't imagine a little bit of rain gets in the way of a space capsule. It seems like it would have the energy to get drive right on through there, you know? I mean, if my Kia can do it, surely SpaceX can do it. Anyway, enjoy your observation today, Dylan. I'm so glad that you could be a part of it. And if you can, call us tomorrow and let us know what you thought about it, okay?
Will do, sir. Will do. You guys have a great day. Thanks for staying on the air through this whole thing, and we all appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. It feels good to be appreciated. Thank you. Be careful. Be safe today. That's Dylan on his way to watch SpaceX take off. And a big hello to all of the people who listen to us across the country who had something to do with this launch today. It's been fun watching all the text messages come through. Someone said they actually helped work on the capsule. Someone said her father worked on the launch pad. You know, there are so many people, so many moving parts to this thing. I'm excited to watch it. And let's hope everything works and it works beautifully. It's going to be cool. All right, Danielle, what do you want to start the show with today? Give me a song.
I want a little salt and pepper. Scary? Give me some.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Z100.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. never forget. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a tip. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp. He dresses like a dapper dumb, but even in jeans, he's a godsend original, the man of my dreams. Yes, my man says he loves me, never says he loves me not. Mine, I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all that math. But every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find. My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that. I got a good man.
There you go. There's your salt and pepper, Danielle.
Yeah, I love it.
Z100, the bonus hour. Jets and Giants, this is good news. They're preparing to open their training facilities. Governor Murphy in Jersey says it's okay for them to do it. That's good news. Also, I believe phase one reopening for Rockland, Westchester, and the rest of the Mid-Hudson region was yesterday. Today is phase one reopening Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk. And I saw, I think, Channel 4, someone, one of the local TV stations, had a reporter in the street, like, looking through the windows of a breakfast place that was about to unlock the door. I mean, it's exciting to see, you know. Phase one means construction, manufacturing, retail, of course, curbside pickup, wholesale trade, agriculture, forestry. I'm so happy forestry is reopening, fishing and hunting. Yeah. I'm going hunting today with Gandhi.
Hey, what are we going to hunt?
I don't know. Anyway, it's good to see this stuff. I don't know. What are you guys ready to do? Are you going to go take advantage of some reopening stuff today? Anyone? Scary?
I don't know. I'm still really loving like parks and all that kind of stuff. And I know that I'm not around you guys in the city and everything, but I'm so happy with all the outdoor time and the nature.
Yep.
It's good.
Me too. I agree.
Right. What's scary?
My friends and I may take a trip to Stanford for lunch today. I'm talking.
You're not supposed to go there. Shut we up. Told you.
I can't go there. And
oh
my
business. Gosh. Oh. Maybe you should be a little more discreet about it and stop making a big deal.
Outdoor dining in Connecticut is open. So
they don't want you. Yeah. They don't want
but
you.
They
there.
Do.
You're. No, Straight Nate, you live in Connecticut. Tell him.
Yeah. I've told him this repeatedly. We don't want you there. I'm sorry.
They want the Connecticut people, not the New Jersey New Yorkers. That's what they want. Okay. Are you getting that?
They don't want people that talk like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. My point.
So they don't want my lunchtime business? No lunchtime business? No.
Hey, interesting story in the New York Times, a warning about, and this is not a joke, aggressive rats out there searching for food during the shutdown, because a lot of, you know, restaurants are closed, the food in the trash cans outside, you know, the rats aren't eating. They're turning on each other, as a matter of fact, being deprived of food, and they're fighting with each other. So I don't know if you guys see it walking into our Tribeca studios in the morning, especially if you walk by Rat Park. Aggressive rats.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're not afraid.
Yeah, I've actually seen them. Normally, you only see them in the nighttime, but I've seen them in the middle of the day running down the sidewalk now. Right.
Oh, that's terrifying. Yeah. Even as cute as I think they are, I'm still, whenever I see rats, I'm like, I know that they'll fight me. They're not one of those creatures that you can just like make some noise and they'll run away. Nope. What they want, they're going to get. So I'm like, get away.
Yeah, you know what? We haven't really thought this through, like how our world has severely changed during the past 2.5 months or whatever. Aggressive rats. What else? You know,
The pigeons too. They're getting more aggressive. Not even so. It had to be a month and a half ago when Sam and I ran into each other at a Walgreens. We were standing outside, staying apart from each other, talking, and the pigeons were trying to take stuff like out of our hands. It was more aggressive than they normally were. And I was like, "Oh, you don't have people feeding you like you normally do."
Oh, yeah.
They're coming from all directions.
Out here where I live, we have bears. We have that going for us. I hope they don't get aggressive.
I wonder what the seagulls are going to be like on the Jersey Shore, because they will come and they will take a sandwich right out of your damn hand. They don't care.
They're ready for your french fries. They love french fries.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the video of the bear following the little kid walking in the woods?
No.
Do a Google. It's a frightening video. There's a kid walking. And behind him, there's a bear walking toward behind him, following him.
Oh, my
God. I just saw it for a second. Did you see it?
Yes. Oh, that's a big bear.
Damn.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine that? You're as a parent, you're like, is this a good time for me to get rid of little Bobby? I don't know. But anyway, so aggressive rats, aggressive bears, we got it all going on. It is the Z100 bonus hour. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right. Well, we know that people have been doing their best to stay out of hospitals and doctor's offices during the past 2 months. But as a result, New York and New Jersey are now making an urgent plea to parents about vaccinations. Vaccination numbers have plummeted during the pandemic. Recent data shows that there has been a 40% decline in pediatric vaccines for children ages 2 and younger, and a 60% decrease for children over 2 years old. And how about this one? A New York pharmacist is now facing more than 30 years in prison for hoarding and then increasing the prices of N95 masks during the pandemic. Police say Richard Sherpa spent $200,000 for 3 million masks, and then he got these back in early March and April. Then he decided to sell those masks for 50% upcharge. So now he's in trouble for that. And we've been talking about it. It's finally happening. Mayor de Blasio signed 2 bills that will temporarily cap the fees that food delivery services can charge during the pandemic. Starting June... Hi, Max.
Maxie man.
Sorry. Max. That's going to start June 2nd. And those fees will be capped at 20%. Restaurant owners said that they've been having a tough time with it cutting into the profits. The new law will remain in effect for 90 days after lockdown is lifted. And those are your three things.
Somebody I have a guest. We've renamed Max Bob Barker because he just barks. Yes. No, there's someone here at the house, and he's my little doorbell. I love him. He's doing what dogs do.
So cute.
Oh, God. What's scary? What are you bitching about now? De Blasio what?
This person is complaining. They said De Blasio closed the beaches and Long Island and everywhere else doesn't want New York City slickers drifting into our backyard. Buzz off! obviously do not want me there.
They don't want you there. Stay home.
Okay, that's why I don't understand home. Why you announce it to the world. Hey, Connecticut, I'm a coming. Yeah. Like, why would you say that?
Just be discreet. You know, we got to. I got to go see what he's barking at. We'll be back right after this.
Z100.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100. It's the bonus hour.
Max.
Did you figure out why he's barking? What's going on?
Yeah, I have people working in the house upstairs. I'm getting some work done.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Max, come on. Let's go have a seat. Max, sit.
He's a good boy. Max, he's being a good boy and doing the right thing.
He's doing the dog thing.
I know, but we're doing a show. We're trying to.
And I'm very proud of him since I was the first one to get him to bark.
Yeah, you're the one who taught him how to bark. I'm not offended at his barking at all. It's just, you know. Thank you, Maxie. Good boy. So watching America's Got Talent last night, Danielle fell in love with the song this guy sang. What's his name again?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, hold on. Let me pull it up. Oh. Of course.
Archie Williams.
Maybe you have
Archie.
Archie Williams. Yeah. So he was in jail. He actually tells you his story in the clip. So just listen to what he says. But he was incarcerated and he was wrongfully accused. That's what made this story even more special. So his name's Archie Williams.
I can't. Oh, you want to hear the story first?
Yeah. Play the
clip. Sorry, guys.
Thank you, Skippy.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh. Oh.
DNA freed me.
Wow. So he's saying, don't let the sun go down on me. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is great. Listen to it. Archie Williams on Z100. I can't lie
no more of your darkness. Seem to fade to black and white. I'm going tired and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladders of my life. Just another fraction of your life to wander free. But losing everything is like the sun going down on me. Just allow a fragment of your life to wander free. But losing everything is like the sun going down on me.
Just amazing. God, and you know what? And when you hear his story and then you hear him sing those words, it's wow.
And the fact that he got all four judges to say yes right away. Sofia Vergara, by the way, is the newest judge. And they were just so impressed, so blown away. I was thinking, can you even imagine? You can't get that time back. That time has just been taken. All those years were taken away from him. For what reason? I mean, just it's insane. Ugh.
Wow. All right. So, I think we're for once in our lives, we're speechless. We have no words.
Anyway, sorry. That just made me tear up a lot.
Well, you know, the words to that song, I never really considered that the possibility that it could be applied to someone whose son went down on them, you know, and they're.
Yeah.
By the way, that sounded dirty. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, that's no.
When I say your son went down on me,
I meant S-U-N. You know,
like, right.
Yes, exactly. Right. God.
Ah, thank you for that.
Sorry
about
that. I
wanted to clarify that.
Please don't let
your son go illegal, I believe.
But listen to the words. Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, it's always someone else I see. I just follow a fragment of your life to wander free. Losing everything is like the sun going down on me. In 37 years. Okay, I can't even be serious because this dog over there. Maxie, man. You want to come do the show? You want to come? You can just take over. Come here.
Oh, my my God.
I love it.
This is great.
I love it. Did you guys see did you see Cardi B's post last night with her belly?
Yes.
It was so awesome. So
what did she post?
So she posted, she wrote, suck it in life. And it's her like half naked strutting down the steps and she looks incredible. Like she looks like she has a flat stomach. She turns to the side and she kind of lets it out like we all do. When we suck it in.
Yeah.
And then she's got a little belly. She got a little tiny belly and then she walks away. And it's so awesome because it's so true and it's so real life. We all do it. We've all been there. And you know, she's just, it's keeping it real. I loved it. It was awesome.
Cardi B is always a show, isn't she?
Totally. Yes, she is.
All right. So Danielle's first report of the bonus hour is coming up in a few minutes. What are you going to be talking about, Danielle?
Let's see. We did that. Let's talk about J.K. Rowling and her sneak peek at her new book.
Also, can we talk about all of our brothers and sisters in the live theater business here in New York City? How they are ready. They are ready to get back and on the stage and behind the stage, and they're ready to get the show starting. And I actually heard rumor that maybe January. Is that right? I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. Let's get into that story coming up next as well on the bonus hour on Z1
Store and Google Play.
You have earned a significant bonus.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
It's Take Your Pets to Work Day at Z100. Are your cats still fighting, Danielle?
No, they're okay now.
Gandhi gets so much pleasure out of watching your cats fight and listening to my dog bark.
Yeah, truly do. It's so entertaining because, you know, I love animals. But then when they're your animals, it's like, I have a little attachment to them that's more than normal. Like, I had Froggy send me pictures of his dogs when they were puppies earlier because I just wanted to see. They were perfect.
I know. I love our pets. And unfortunately, they're a part of our show today. All right, let's get into the Danielle report live from the basement where the cats usually fight. What's going on, Danielle? Yeah.
The cats are being good right now. Okay, so John Krasinski explains why he sold Some Good News. He said, you know what? It's not that I was selling out. It's not that I wanted the money. He said, CBS just was where it should be. He goes, I have another job and I have to go back to that. So it's either sell it or scrap it. So I sold it. I promise I will host some of the episodes. So that's really good. J.K. Rowling is giving us a little sneak peek at her new book, The Ichabod. Be released in full, but it's going to be in installments. So until July 10th, first two chapters are at theichabod.com right now. Lori Loughlin's daughters are proud that their mom has finally told the truth. Okay.
Oh.
I mean, really?
Anyway. That's one of those times where you just not say anything at all. Just be silent.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Exactly. And we were just talking about this. It is true. January is when they're looking at possibly reopening the Great White Way, Broadway.
Oh, good.
And a lot of things will have to happen, though. The actors are saying that they have to be able to audition, rehearse, perform, and stage manage in an environment that will reduce the sick and reduce the risk that they will not get sick. So they want testing done. They want all kinds of things. They have to have a controlled environment. And then when they feel safe, that's when they will come back. They're also saying that they would bring masks to the audience so that everybody can sit together again. So if you're going to sit together in the audience, you're going to have a mask on if you're sitting that close. And that's going to be, I don't know, that's going to be kind of interesting. Can you imagine sitting and watching a Broadway show wearing a mask? That's a whole different experience.
Well, you know what? If you want to see a show and you want to stay alive, why not?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Because how else are they going to do it?
Yeah.
And they'd have to revamp the entire theater, which would be kind of interesting. I don't know. And Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton, they don't really love each other. We kind of knew that already. But it all started back when Meghan was getting married. She didn't want the bridesmaids to wear tights, and Kate did. It was hot outside. Meghan said no. Kate said yes. You're supposed to. And apparently they argued, and that's when it all started. Anyway, I don't know. And congratulations.
I'm on Team Meghan in that one.
I know. Me too. Totally. Nobody wears tights. Come on. Megan Thee Stallion has the number one song in the country. Number one tops the Billboard Hot 100. It is her remix with Beyonce. So congratulations to her. And that is my Danielle report.
All right. At least, you know, Phantom of the Opera, if that comes back on onto Broadway. He already has a mask, so he's safe.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, but I don't know
if he was ahead of the game.
Yeah. Look at that. We just heard from Brody, just woke up and gave us a joke. Thank you, Brody.
Brody, hey,
his job is done for the day.
Is he on the phone? Let's say hi to Brody. Brody, what are you doing? You can talk to us now, can't you?
Yes.
Brody, you don't have to run from the kitchen. You're not going to wake up the family. How are you? How are you doing?
Right. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah. I was not sleeping, but I appreciate your concern. I'm awake.
Okay. What are you watching on TV?
I got the news on, so I don't miss any breaking news stories. And, of course, I have the radio on and the chat room on. I'm multimedia.
Yes, you are. All right, we just called to say hi.
Oh, well, thanks. You've been calling me in the first hour of the show every day. This is a nice bonus in the bonus hour. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Please hold. There's Dave Brody, always there for us. Now, are you guys still doing your Brooklyn Boys podcast, Scary?
Yes, we are. Every week we do it. And we can do it from home now. So we release the episodes and usually during the weekend. And I don't know. We're still in the iHeart top 50 podcasts.
You know what he's doing?
What?
He's telling me that he's texting me telling me that I'm pronouncing words wrong. That's what he's doing wrong.
Oh, Brody. What did you pronounce Brody?
Oh, FYI, rolling rhymes with bowling, not Rowling. JK Rowling. And then he puts a smiley face to make it better. Okay, Brody.
Thank you, Brody. Thank you, Brody. Brody's always looking out for you.
Yeah.
He really is. Okay, so Broadway. The reason why I'm glad you brought that story up, Danielle, is because we have so many listeners that listen to our show, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Not only actors, but you have people that work in, the musicians and the craftsmen, the people who put the sets together and front of the house, back of the house. I mean, it's a huge, massive industry, and it fuels our economy in New York City. We need it back. And with go ahead.
Listen to this. They said that they have lost a reported $35 million weekly. And if the shutdown lasts through January, that would be $1.2 billion in losses.
Okay, so not only are we talking about receipts that they get when people go see these shows, but also there are hotels, tourism, restaurants, anything and everything in Times Square, basically. I mean, New York City we're a business. It's a major, big-ass business. So you worry about the cities like New York City and Las Vegas, for instance. Like, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to open this bitch back up. That's what's going to happen, and I'm so excited. Not today. It'll happen. Yeah, Froggy.
I saw a commercial for Vegas, and it says, hey, we are going to come back. It says there may be a little more space than what you're used to. It may be a little more intimate, but it will be a new experience, but we will be back. So they are planning to do it just a different way than what they were doing it before.
Well, the governor of Nevada, I think, says casinos are opening June 4th.
They can, but we'll see.
They can.
Yeah.
They got to, figure it all out. But,
Look at Scary planning his road trip right now. He was like, they can. I know it.
Oh, here he goes. And he's going to announce
I wonder what Las Vegas' really festive mayor thinks. Dude, love her.
I'll go to Reno.
Okay, Scary. The thing is about Vegas is you have nothing but space. There's tons of space. They could build off into the, for miles and miles and miles and never hit another person. New York City, we only have one way to go, and that's up. That's it. That's all the space we have. Hey, again, your Z100 weather, it's going to get much nicer than it is now, isn't it? What's it all about today, Scary?
Well, it's sunny here in Tribeca, but you got a mix of sun and clouds all day. High 78 degrees, and it's already 68.
All right. One more song to get us out of here. Personal Jesus, Depeche Mode. This is going to sound good. We got to get out of here. The major show starts at 6 a.m. And then we have another bonus hour tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. right here at Z100. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Till tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Reach out, touch faith.